as much as I do. Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Oh!
keep an eye. We'll look forward to your return.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 6.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Awesome.
While not running at 100% yet, the Colonial Pipeline is back in business. Pipelines supplying gasoline to a large part of the eastern seaboard. Expected to be fully operational in several days, taken offline following a ransomware attack. The operator of the line says it did not pay any ransom. And citing the pipeline attack, among other recent incidents, President Biden has signed an executive order aimed at strengthening the country's cybersecurity defenses. No end to the violence convulsing Israel and Gaza. Arab and Jewish mobs have been rampaging through the streets and towns across Israel, savagely beating people and torching cars, while the Israeli military and terrorists in Gaza continue trading rocket fire. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 206 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Good morning, gentle freak. Today is a very special day.
How so?
You know the saying, as American as apple pie?
America loves apple pie. We love apple pie.
Today, you can show your patriotism by celebrating National Apple Pie Day.
Apple pie, huh?
You've never had apple pie?
Well, today's your lucky day.
Today is National Apple Pie Day.
He likes his apple pie warm.
Yeah, just warm it up.
Because it's showtime!
It's also Top Gun Day and Cocktail Day.
What?
Yeah, we'll have something on that coming up. First things first, though, it's, have you been outside yet? It's really, really amazingly chilly.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
Right. It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. We're giving away $50,000 and a BMW. The more you visit, the more chances you have to win. Drawings June 4th and 5th.
So, yeah, unusually cool for May. A little breezy today. Right now, the winds are blowing at 16 miles per hour. Now, the normal high is 85. Today, we may not make it out of the 60s. And you add in a little breeze, and this is like spooky, like the Twilight Zone up ahead, and that signpost there. Mostly clear tonight, unseasonably chilly, jacket weather, overnight low temperature. I've got us near 50, but you know what? Some towns will sneak into the 40s tonight. Tomorrow, nice day, little warmer by afternoon, sunshine, no low humidity, high temperature up to about 77. Great weekend, sun both days. Saturday's high 81, Sunday's high 85, but low humidity 85. Still dry Monday, a little bit more humid, high around 86. Right now, it's that northeast breeze at 16 miles per hour, making that 54-degree temperature seem a little brisk at a 614.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
3, 2, 1, 0.
of Blind Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I am today's nominee.
You gotta be freaking kidding me.
No. That's okay, isn't it? I can nominate myself.
Wait, sure. What is your reasoning?
Well, we were at Baumhauer's last night. We had a nice turnout. And, it was a revelation last night, going from table to table and talking to people about how they're feeling about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And my theories have been correct. It's at least three or four people said they have stopped watching any television news, even Fox or anybody that where they might get.
Yeah, right.
Feel like they're getting a fair take on the news.
Probably getting off social media too. I am. I mean, I don't go.
There's definitely been.
I post weather.
There's been a decline, and I'm still using Facebook. I hate them, and I hate Mark Zuckerberg. But right now, it's the most viable option.
It's an avenue, yeah.
Even though they're against the Constitution and the First Amendment and a few other and sundry things. So I came up with an idea.
Okay.
How do we present the news in a way that's less stressful? Instead of having like 7 or 8 horrifying stories, mm-hmm. why not just put it all into one big mashup?
Saving you time by combining all the news of the day into one story. This is Mashup the News.
Liz Cheney was canceled and stripped of her Kentucky Derby title after she failed a steroid test following her fight in a gas line with a man in a driverless Tesla who crashed into Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck on vacation. Cheney commented on her drug test.
I thought I got 6 doses of the vaccine.
Join us next time on Mashup the News.
What do you think?
See, I just got all the news I needed right there.
There you go. It's all in one big story.
I know.
Less stress. I think we're going to keep working on this idea.
We ought to let Rich Tomlinson in Washington know.
Rich Tomlinson. I know it's Thomason, isn't
Thomason.
It?
Thomason.
Yeah, I think it's Thomason.
Yeah.
Oh, look who came in just in the nick of time.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Please clap.
I thought I had walked into the Dan Morris show earlier when you were playing.
Well, you know, first of all, just about everybody there last night at Baumhauer's was asking how Dan's doing. And what I understand is that he's progressing well, as hoped for and expected. I just wanted to do a shout out. And, you know, he's so connected to WHO bumper music, I thought I'd play Won't Get Fooled Again.
That was perfect.
Although Won't Get Fooled Again may be my June magazine column title. I'm not sure. I've got a couple of possibilities there. Anyway, that was a little tribute to Dan, and we certainly hope he continues to recover and gets back to News Talk 93.1 FM. Maybe ahead of schedule. We can always hope, right? A couple of things I put on Facebook this morning, which we hate, but we're still using. How about this for... this picture just gave me a chuckle. Running afoul of the law. And if you look in that police car, there's a couple of ducks in the back seat.
I see that.
Glad to know they're keeping up with crime. This, the morning video where I promote the show, it's one mishap after
another. Oh, no!
His nipples squeezed by a claw.
His nipples were being squeezed by it. By a crab.
One pratfall after another.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
And not even dogs are able to... Oh, look at this already in the studio. Chase is in Jay's chair, standing up to
looking
get
at the TV,
to
and you'll know if there's a dog on that TV because he barks every time. Hey, so yesterday... First of all, if you know me well enough to know, when I get to a half tank, I always fill up. I don't know why, but I get to a half tank. But I let it go down to a quarter of a tank. And then I just went to the gas station. No gas there. What? No gas there. 5 stations, no gas. Yeah. Now I'm way under a quarter of a tank. And
you didn't get filled up?
No, I finally found the 6th one. But I was starting to panic.
Yeah.
You know. So it wasn't that I was panic buying. It was I needed gas.
I've never seen even people of opposite parties, political leaders, say, folks, there's no shortage. Stop hoarding. Stop the panic buying. It's not like we got a giant hurricane coming.
I guess they got it going now, the
yes, pipeline. Yeah, it's going again. And hopefully all of this will die down. But what a week this has been with insanity in the news. 19 minutes. Let's find out what's happening locally.
he just saw the cat on the screen. That's funny.
It's funny when you say, you know what he does? He barks, and then we get a demonstration yeah, live right. on the radio. 620.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office says the body of one-month-old Caleb Wisden Jr. has been found. Officials say the infant's father, Caleb Wisden Sr., has been arrested and charged with manslaughter. He is currently in the Montgomery County Jail on a $100,000 bond. Dallas County is resuming in-court jury trials this week, according to District Attorney Michael Jackson. Jackson says safety measures have been put in place in the courtrooms. Officials say it's been over a year since Dallas County has held in-court jury trials. And the farmers market at the Shops at East Chase is back this weekend. The market is open this Saturday from 7 a.m. until noon. Officials say there will be more than 40 vendors featured at the farmers market. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I collect signs made of wood, still read Harry Potter books, sriracha sauce when I cook, I use cheesy hashtags, I always wear graphic tees, and vacation at Disney, I've got girl boss energy, I love Axe body spray, shampoos, herbal essence, mom jeans, floral dresses, ukulele lessons, I still think I'm trendy, baby, cause Garden State's my favorite movie, they say monogram bath towels. They call me Doogie. I'm drinking White Claw, cause it's fruity. I love craft seltzer, so call me Doogie. I'm a millennial, who's as groovy. I'm in my 30s, so now I'm Doogie.
Aren't we the cultural flashpoint here in the River Region? Doogie.
Doogie.
It's a... describes a certain aesthetic, not Anastasia, but a certain aesthetic that's getting popular. You've probably seen it on your TikTok feed.
Sure have. I thought that was just a endearing way of talking to Chewbacca.
While we're waiting to do our our TV hookup this morning, a story out of Miami. In high school, I used to speak at from time to time. 28-year-old woman named Audrey Frances Queenie. Seriously, Frances Queen. Sounds like something you get at Gus's. for some reason, decided to pretend she was a high school student in Hialeah.
Why?
They finally caught her, called police. She's been charged with trespassing and being a fake.
She pretends to be a student, is walking around this high school, handing out pre-printed pamphlets with her social media Instagram name on it.
She's trying to get people to follow her on Instagram.
I think there's a sexual component.
I think she's trying to hook up.
Yeah. I mean, when you're handing, I never even did that, handed out leaflets with my social media stuff on it. Every day, I think a lot of these little moments of insanity are...
I think we covered this. Did you run for office in school?
Yeah, I did. Class vice president. It was okay. A safe pick. Right. I wasn't quite cool enough and popular enough to be class president.
I somehow made it four times. I think that nobody else wanted to run, I guess. I don't know. So we're standing by now. 3, 2, 1, cue Andrew.
Welcome back. Well, because last summer was pretty much canceled, a lot of people are creating a summer bucket list for this year. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. A lot of things we got to catch up on, guys.
Boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what. Last year was awful, you know? I mean...
I am bringing back something, and in fact, I might even have like a little gathering. I was thinking about having a wiffle ball tournament. I've got like
wiffle ball,
a giant.
That didn't make this list, by the way. Go ahead.
I know, but
I think it was number 11.
Just missed the cut. Anyway, I have a big tub of wiffle balls, and that's something I used to do as kids, but it's fun. And the roof of our house is a perfect wall to hit it over. Why is everybody looking at
me? It's a home run derby action.
Yes, that's exactly it.
I remember wiffle ball growing up.
My question is, why do you have a tub full of wiffle balls?
Well,
that crossed my mind too.
I started out with a six pack.
Okay.
And speaking of summer.
Yeah, right.
And
a cold one.
I got tired of chasing them so often because every six you got to go collect them and bring them back. Unless you got somebody to hang out with, somebody cool like Rich, come over and play. So I figured rather than just so I bought 80
of them.
I bought 80 of them, and that way
80 wiffle balls.
I can hit to my heart's content, and they'll collect them all at once. It's a really fun summer activity.
You remember playing badminton when you were a kid?
Badminton. That was so easy to set up, you know.
That was fun. While the grown-ups had a kegger going in the backyard.
Yeah.
And the barbecue. You know,
getting hammered while we chased the shuttlecock.
Do you notice five items on this list involve water? You know, they're talking about surfing and water skiing and water boarding. And
good thing I
thought waterboarding
water
was
boarding
what
is torture,
the CIA
isn't it?
Used to do. Is that right? it's wakeboarding.
That's the roll list.
It's going to be
You're
a fun
the
summer.
Geneva Convention stuff.
I did try water skiing in the Pocono Mountains once.
Yeah?
In a lake that, and this is in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I married my second wife.
Okay.
Horrible honeymoon. Anyway, we went to one of the activities.
That should have been a sign.
Yeah, one of the things that they had at this place, it was like a honeymoon camp.
Really?
Yeah. So you could do, everything was free as part of your cost, and I tried water skiing. Now, I was in very good shape, but I could not stay up on those skis. I'd get out of the water, and you're traveling at a pretty good clip.
Yep.
And... I'd be up for a couple of seconds, then into that 40-degree water in the Pocono Mountains.
I did it once for television. There was used to be a show in this market called PM Magazine.
Oh,
and they had to get me up on water skis, and that took all day for that segment to be recorded.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, how many times? Because I tried it like
five. Have you all ever seen people who do, like, the barefoot water skiing now, where they're not on
barefoot or slalom,
that
with just
is
one
incredible
ski.
Incredible stuff.
And
to
I hate
see
them.
How these people do that. I watched a video once trying to see how they learn, and it made sense what they were doing, but I was like, I don't care. I still wouldn't be able to do it, even if I got like a professional to teach me.
I would think that water skiing on your bare feet would tickle like crazy. If you got ticklish feet, how could you do that when you're skipping on?
I think the tickle sensation goes away very fast. Probably hurts, too. And then it just stinks.
Hey, I just want to say about this summer bucket list, from a boy from the Midwest, I love living 3 hours away from the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
And the white, beautiful white sand beaches, not like those brown, ugly brown beaches.
We used to go to the beach in Chicago. I was raised there, in case you
remember that. In Chicago? Really? Yeah.
And every time we went to the beach, there were like dead perch all over the place.
I lived in Lake Erie, and it smelled when you got close.
Yeah. But that's why we're so healthy, because our immune systems got real workouts when we were kids.
Exactly. Swimming in the Great Lakes.
Anybody try skydiving?
No. I'm afraid of heights.
I would love to go skydiving. It is on my bucket list to eventually do, but probably not this
time. Same here.
Can I tell a quick story from Miami this time?
All right.
I work for ABC News down
there. You got about 10 seconds.
All right, I work for ABC News down there, and I did features for them, and I said, how about if I do a feature on learning to skydive and do an actual skydive live on TV?
5 seconds.
The news director looks at me and says, well, what happens if your parachute doesn't open? And I said, then you got your top story at 6. Thank you, and good night.
And that's our story for tonight, folks.
We can't follow up with anything better than that. So you guys have a great one. We will see you tomorrow morning.
Bye.
And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
I thought that was a good story.
Yeah, I thought it was a good story. I like that. You got your lead story for 10. That's what, I never did do the hurricane flight, but there's all kinds of fine print there. Uh-huh. And finally, the bosses didn't like some of the fine print.
Yeah.
You know, basically, it says you can die. And
yeah.
we're absolved of any responsibility.
Yeah, it's sort of like, what's the other thing that, I guess the vaccines.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you read the small print of everything, every vaccine, I mean, even the flu.
I just click, I agree to the terms and move on with my life. I don't have time or an attorney to bother with all that stuff. There was something else I was just going to mention, too, that was pertinent to this conversation, but it seems to have escaped me. The thing about that skydiving, we had the greatest news director. He actually went on to become news director of one of those national gossip shows.
Oh, yeah?
John Terenzio was his name. And he, very dark eyes, very, beard. So I proposed the skydiving idea. Before he said, what happens if your parachute doesn't open, he really gave it some serious pondering. Yeah. And he looks up at me with those eyes and says, what happens if your chute doesn't open?
Yeah.
You got your top story at 6, and there's a camera right there to cover the carnage.
Have you? I bet you could go to YouTube and put in stuff about reporters, things that have gone awry. For instance, have you ever seen, so many reporters have done the taser thing and and regretted it, volunteered for it.
And then,
oh my gosh,
I had to run out and buy new underwear too.
Yeah,
because I've heard that can happen if nobody wants to go through that. Well, it's 6:32 already. Are we having fun yet?
No.
Okay, we're working on it. 6:32 traffic for the first time.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic still light to moderate around the area. We're beginning to see a lot of cars now coming in on 231 from Wetumpka. A little busy at Congressman Dickinson and the Wetumpka Highway on the Northeast Boulevard. Other than that, light to moderate through I-65 and 85 in downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS for an equity loan on your homeland or auto. Good credits.
Duck in for a deal at Brubaker and save big with amazing deals on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
Well, once again, the winds of corruption are blowing across Alabama like a California wildfire. And this time, the Porch Creek Indians are fanning the flames. the so-called gambling bill is nothing more than a get-rich scheme for the tribe at taxpayers' expense. In fact, this legislation is so bad that Donald Trump Jr. tweeted last week,
"Bad bill. Giving a monopoly to a small group of casino bosses is just a special interest giveaway."
It's hard to believe that the state legislative leadership would give the Porch Creek Indians a monopolistic tax-free ride. But after all, this is Alabama, where pay-to-play is stronger than Sitting Bull's army. It's time for lawmakers to be honest with Alabama voters for a change. Don't buy the lies. Call the Speaker of the House at 334-261-0500 to say no to greed and corruption and yes to integrity. 334-261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC. J.W. McFarland, founder, Tuscaloosa.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
Any machine can be a smoke machine if you use it wrong enough.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
6:35 with the timeline for the 13th of May. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
That one always inspires me. It's 133 days into the year. 232 days are left on National Apple Pie Day. By far, my favorite pie is apple pie. I don't know how to make it, but I understand you have a recipe. Are you still going to make me one?
Ed has their deep pot apple pie, and it's really good. And what makes it really good is you don't have to bake a crust into the bottom. You cover it with a crust that includes cinnamon, and there's butterscotch in the sauce with the apples. Not overwhelming, just enough to make it amazing.
Well, either send me the recipe or save me a slice.
I promised to make that one time, didn't I?
Yeah. It's a bike to school day. I don't think so. It's Frog Jumping Day, and it's Leprechaun Day. Why not on March 17th would it not be Leprechaun Day?
Good question.
Right.
But on this list, I guess I'll go with it's National Cocktail Day. On this date in 1637, Cardinal Richelieu of France invented the table knife. See, people used to use daggers to cut their meat and pick their teeth. So Cardinal Richelieu had the points rounded off, and he had his knives at the table there. Well, that's a great idea. 1804, Lewis and Clark depart to explore the Pacific Northwest. They depart from what city?
Lewis and Clark. New Orleans.
Actually, they depart from St. Louis. St. Louis, Missouri, right, on a mission to explore the Northwest from the Mississippi River to the Pacific Ocean.
I should have been able to answer that.
That's why they have the Gateway Arch there and everything. On this date 175 years ago, 1846, the U.S. declared war on Mexico. This has particular importance to me. 157 years ago today, in 1864, the first soldier was buried at Arlington Cemetery. He was a Confederate prisoner of war. He died at a local hospital, so they buried him on the grounds of the estate that was being used by the Union headquarters. But in other Arlington news, on the 150th anniversary of his burial, my brother Hal was buried on this date with full honors in 2014. An amazing honor for my family. It's just something else.
I didn't realize that the first person buried there was a Confederate.
Yeah, yeah. It was just coincidental that my brother was buried on that anniversary. Now our song of the day. From Across the Pond, debut single from this UK band, Songs of Summer Series, 1964. Writer and lead singer Rod Argent. Oh, no, it's a different song. You know what? Rod Argent had nothing to do with this because he wasn't from Mobile, but this guy was. Here's Wet Willie.
Well, you say you got the blues. You got holes in both your shoes. Yeah, you're feeling alone. Got to keep on smiling, just keep on smiling. Yeah, you're about to go insane.
What do you think is the song from 64 that I was going to play with writer and lead singer Rod Argent?
Man, I don't know.
It may be our song for tomorrow. I'll have to see what happened. But it's by the Zombies.
Yeah, that is tomorrow.
Okay.
That is tomorrow.
Right.
So, today was Wet Willie. Tomorrow is that one. And then Monday is...
Well,
I think you got the rest of them.
So anyway, I just teased a song from the lead singer, Rod Argent, is the writer and the singer, and it's from 64, and we're going to play it tomorrow over many of these stations. Tomorrow, actually today, in 1970, the Beatles' Let It Be, the movie, premiered in New York City. 72, Bonanza superstar Dan Blocker died suddenly. Pulmonary embolism. He was 43 years old.
I remember that was the lead story on CBS. I could actually take you to the place where I heard that story.
Yeah?
Because it was just kind of a stunner. He was still young.
Yeah, they made the show for another year. 1977, Leo Sayer, number one with a Carol Bear Sager song, When I Need You. When I need you, I just close my eyes.
Whiny piece of crap.
Man.
It's also sick thinking. Back to you.
Okay. Well, this is sick, too. I was on the air on WHHY on the afternoon show, and I looked up, and the ABC bulletin light is flashing red. The only other time I had seen that happen was when, Reagan was shot. So I opened up the pot. Pope John Paul shot by an assassin in Rome, St. Peter's Square. The guy who did it, a Turkish assailant, Mehmet Ali Aga, anyway, he was a foreign guy. He wrote that he was trying to protest against the U.S., Russia, and the genocide in Salvador and Afghanistan. Pope Paul not only visited him later, he got him pardoned.
Yeah.
It's amazing. 1994, Johnny Carson made his final TV appearance on The Late Show with David Letterman. Jimmy Fallon was only on 19 at that time. Johnny had always wanted Dave to replace him on The Tonight Show. In 2004 on this date, Frasier aired its final episode. 2008, the U.S. listed the polar bear as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. 2014, I'd forgotten this happened. They found the Santa Maria, Christopher Columbus's flagship, off the coast of Haiti. 3 years ago, in 2018, Margot Kidder died at her Montana home. She was 69. And, of course, when I think of her, I think of Lois Lane with Christopher Reeve in the Superman movies, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Birthdays. Robert Pattinson is 35, the Twilight series. Darius Rucker is 55. I don't know why I'm talking like that. Stephen Colbert is 57. Dennis Rodman is 60. How old is Stevie Wonder today? Little Stevie.
I think... Hang on a second.
Prepare to slam paper.
Well, no, because he had a benchmark birthday, I think, last year, so he would be 71.
Actor Harvey Keitel. Keitel is 82. Get this. Richie Valens would have been how old today?
He was 17... In 1959.
He died in a plane crash with Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper.
So that's 41 and 21. That's 63. So he would be 80.
So let's do some countdowns now. 15 days till Memorial Day weekend. 38 days till Father's Day. And by the way, Father's Day is the first day of summer. Isn't that cool?
How about that?
Yeah. 52 days until the 4th of July, and Thanksgiving is 196 days away. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news... It's Greg Budell.
Well, the initial shock came yesterday, but I still find it electrifying that the Ellen Show is going away.
Oh, is that right? Yes. I didn't hear this.
Yeah, there have been 3,000 episodes of that insipid, silly
What is the reasoning they said? What did they come out with as far as the reasoning?
Well, you know, over the last year, there have been a lot of allegations about a toxic work environment.
I know about that.
Temper, and she even admitted that. But what gets me, though, this is somebody who is always by herself or using a guest to lecture America on how to behave and what to think. And yet, behind the scenes, apparently, she was a bit of a monster. In fact, you may recall this little ditty that we played when all of that news broke a year ago.
It's not a very fun place to work, 'cause Ellen is an angry jerk. Working for Ellen is the worst, because Ellen's an angry jerk. Ooh, Ellen is an angry jerk.
So, she's been around for 19 seasons. Actually, the ratings on the show have been in decline.
Uh-huh.
And she says it was no longer a challenge. Oh, she's going to talk. Guess who's going to come on the show? Talk about it with her.
Oprah?
Isn't a poop so freeing?
Yeah, don't forget to ask that.
Yeah.
So, adios muchacha to Ellen and that insipid, silly... It's not funny either.
No.
Ellen's show, right?
Right.
Okay.
Sorry, just not. Man. She annoys the bejeebers out of me.
I was like, talk about us, right? Okay.
6:45, Mr. Electric brought you that stunning revelation. Mr. Electric, if you, by the way, if you haven't had your home's wiring or fuse panel looked at in a while, it's always a good idea to have that done. They'll do it for free. Call them at 245-1566. If you need anything installed, indoor or outdoor, have the certified master electricians at Mr. Electric do it. They do their estimates at a time that's convenient for you. They perform the work at a time that's convenient for you. You pay the upfront price, and all you're left with is the great result you called for, because they clean everything up. They are the best at what they do. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I know some folks going to the Biscuits game tonight against the Lookouts. Wear something warm, because it's going to be a chilly day, and evening. Unusually cool for May. The normal high is 85. Today's high is 69. A little breezy. Tonight, mostly clear. Jacket weather, unseasonably cool, low temperature. I've got us at 50, but we could sneak into the 40s, sure. Tomorrow, Friday, nice day, a little warmer, sunshine, low humidity, 77 tomorrow, 81 Saturday, 85 Sunday, great weekend, sunshine both days, low humidity, just Chamber of Commerce weather, you know? Still dry Monday, a little more humid, high 86. Right now, it's that northeast wind at 16 miles per hour. It's making it seem so cool. We're cloudy and 54 now, 6:47.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASC Credit Union can help with historic low rates and an easy approval process. Your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Couldn't believe I was wearing the heavy gear yesterday for my bike ride, because it was cool enough after about 12:30 yesterday.
Did you make it to Mount
Suribachi?
Suribachi. Yeah.
No, I did not do Mount Seminole yesterday. I did Heartbreak Hill.
Oh.
No, I didn't. I did the I did the interval course.
Now, today you've got that north wind.
Sounds sexy, interval
that
course.
That north wind at 16 to 20, but it's the south wind that's tough for you, right?
Yeah, climbing Heartbreak Hill into that, or Mount Seminole for that matter, because they're both southbound, the inclines. Yesterday, though, coming back after doing all the uphill stuff, the final stretch, which I do at full, exertion, whatever you want to call it, into that wind, tips of my ears were getting cold.
What gear do you use?
Seventh. Huh? It's a 7-gear bike. So, yeah, I started out with the sissy levels. Now I'm badass. 6:48.
Good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic still light to moderate. We do have a little bit of congestion, though, now on the Northeast Boulevard and on Troy Highway inbound to East South Boulevard this morning, I-65 and 85. Light to moderate through downtown Montgomery, but no accidents to tell you about at the moment. We're looking good in Wetumpka, Prattville, and Millbrook as well. For a simple patient transport to a life or death situation, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Payne's ambulance ready at a moment's notice for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell James.
Don't miss Brubaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. While not running at 100% yet, the Colonial Pipeline is back in business. Pipelines supplying gasoline to a large part of the eastern seaboard, expected to be fully operational in several days, taken offline following a ransomware attack. The operator of the line says it did not pay any ransom. And citing the pipeline attack, among other recent incidents, President Biden has signed an executive order aimed at strengthening the country's cybersecurity defenses. No end to the violence convulsing Israel and Gaza. Arab and Jewish mobs have been rampaging through the streets and towns across Israel, savagely beating people and torching cars, while the Israeli military and terrorists in Gaza continue trading rocket fire. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 206 points. More details at srnnews.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me, how long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, this is how stupid things have become in America. A 16-year-old kid who was American Idol finalist. Of course, anybody watching American Idol?
No.
Quit the show after a video surfaced where he's sitting next to someone who appears to be wearing a Klan hood.
Wow.
This video service, he was 12. The mother of Caleb Kennedy says the video has nothing to do with KKK. She says the kids had watched the horror movie The Strangers Pray at Night and were imitating characters. So he's 12 years old when this video was made, and he's 16 now, and it was pressured to quit. However, you can do blackface and appear in photos with an actual Klan member and still be the governor of Virginia. And that's what's wrong with this country.
That's true. Nothing ever happened to him, did it?
No. Or any of the other Democrats.
Right.
That, you know.
Oh, Cuomo. Wait a minute. No, nothing happened to him either.
It's only 10 women that have accused him, and there's only 3,000 dead old people.
Right.
Other than that, he's done a great job in New York. Bastard. Let's see. You know who Sophie Turner is?
I do not.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, I think.
Just testing.
Yeah.
She freaked out when the paparazzi took pictures of her baby. See, that's the downside of being a celebrity there. All right. There are no baseball players in the top 10 highest paid athletes in the world.
Soccer?
No, number two, $130 million for Lionel Messi, whoever he is. Probably plays for that British team.
Yeah.
That's worth all the money. Manchester United. Yeah. I'm guessing on that. No, Conor McGregor, the MMA fighter, made the most money, $180 million.
Oh, I didn't think about fighters.
Sometimes they turn up on this list.
Huh.
Dak Prescott of the Cowboys was fourth, and Tom Brady, who made $76 million, came in ninth.
$76 million in a year?
Yeah. Huh. But that's endorsements and stuff. That's why LeBron is number five, making $96 million for engaging Chinese slave labor to make his shoes and then pissing all over America. It's a great combination these days. Not going to have a meltdown. Going to stay calm.
Good.
Everyone wants John Krasinski and Emily Blunt to star in the Fantastic Four movie. I like John Krasinski. I don't really see him as an action type of person, though.
He was in a war movie, though.
Well, he was in
SEALs, the U.S.
The 13, what is it, 13 hours?
That's right, he was.
Is that what that is? 13 days, 13 hours?
13 days was the one in 20 years ago where they did the Cuban.
No, I guess it was 13 hours, the one about Benghazi.
Oh, he was in that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. So he's done action.
Yeah, he was the lead in that.
13, I'm thinking about Zero Dark 30.
Yeah, no, not that one, not that one. He did the one that they did about Benghazi.
You see if he's in any kind of a... Oh, I did see that.
I thought you did. It was a Michael Bay film about Benghazi.
We saw it at the rave. I think we kind of turned it into a little station event.
And he's also in an Amazon series. One of those Tom Clancy guys, Jack Ryan.
No kidding.
Yeah, the series
John
about
Krasinski?
That. Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry. If I see him in anything, I'm going to wait for Dwight Schrute to pop out. And
check him in A Quiet Place. I think it's, isn't it called A Quiet Place? About the monsters that can hear? Yeah.
Wow. Let's see. The NFL schedule came out yesterday. There's one game that everybody's excited about already.
Which one?
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visiting the New England Patriots on October 3rd.
Oh, at a home game in New England. Oh.
And you see, because I like Tom Brady, because all the right people hate him. So he's my friend. All right, that's your Cheap and Trashy for today. I did find something in the Cheap and Trashy that could be our conundrum coming up later for a Seafood Bistro gift card.
Oh, yeah?
Let's talk about Brian Jewelry. You know, the big occasions for the time being kind of settled down, but there's always birthdays, anniversaries, and other occasions, or